the next passive investor is the It Can't Be Doneer, John. And they're the one that, God bless them, because every one of us listening right now, we all have them in our lives and we all know them. The It Can't Be Doneer, they're the people that are absolutely sure, positively, know beyond a shadow of a doubt, will defend it to their life, that anything that you do that would make more than 10% is illegal, immoral, unethical, and most importantly, it can't be done. These people go on and on and on, explain to us why it can't be done. And that's where they're stuck. And so any good idea that comes up, they're just, it can't be done, can't be done, can't be done. You know, I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on this, but I do have some real strong advice. I have these people in my life. I've had them in my life. I know most people who change themselves dramatically, become successful, have these people. I would say this. I used to think that when I started to become financially successful, and I became very successful in my 20s, and at 32 was in a position really never have to work again from my earnings and my real estate, is I thought that as I climbed that proverbial ladder to success, people would want to grab on and come with me, you know, kind of take my coattails. And what I found is they did want to grab my coattails, but they didn't want to go with me. They wanted to pull me down as fast as they could. And I was like, man, some of these people are family. Some of these people are very good friends. Why are they trying to sabotage me? I mean, sometimes it almost felt like they went to their own seminars to figure out how to teach me how what I had learned at the seminar I went to wouldn't work. It's like they had their own training programs on self-sabotage for people. And this is what I figured out over the years. People who care about you, who try and shoot you down and knock you down and try and tell you it can't be done and take away your momentum, they're very, very dangerous. It can be a poison. I think you'd agree.
Indeed, yes.
It's why do they do this? It's not like they don't want me to be successful, but why do they do it? And so here's what I know. It's like that 80% psychology and emotions. Here's where they're at. I would never say this about another human being. This is what they feel about themselves, though. They feel that they financially are losers. They feel that they are financial failures. And so when they see you become more successful than them, and when you start to climb out and do things that they, well, quite frankly, haven't had the courage to do, it's easier to condemn, shoot down, and rip apart you than it is to take an honest look at themselves. And for many of them, I do empathize. They're just in a lot of pain over this.
Do you think they're sabotaging themselves in the way that they sabotage you?
Oh, huge. Yeah. And that's why. I mean, you see this often within families where, you know, a child will become very successful and other people will become very envious and very jealous within the family. And at the same time, not want to do anything that the other person did, even though they're willing to show you exactly what to do and make it much easier than it was for them. And so you just need to be aware that psychologically and emotionally, these are where these people are at.
So we're talking about the passive investor, and this is the can't be done. And I think you mentioned there's a third kind of passive investor.
Yeah, absolutely. So the can't be doneers, avoid them. Doesn't mean they're not in your lives, but don't go over to your aunt and uncle's house who are big can't be doneers who want to shoot holes in everything you're doing, and you're doing real estate now and you bought in 10 houses. When you go over to their house for Easter dinner, don't talk about it. Sit, have dinner, nice conversation, keep it to sports, football, things like that. Don't talk about your money and what you're doing. People ask, be polite. And when they're interested, help them. But don't try and help people that don't want to be helped.